from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Truist Bank, member FDIC.
Every team, every year, in this time of the year, you know, you're very excited, you're very optimistic about the season.
Now, back live to Flowery Branch for Falcons Training Camp.
With the Morning Shift.
Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time, Atlanta.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close! Bring it in close!
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
With In the Huddle on the Morning Shift.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, The Morning Shift. Mike, Bo, Maria Martin hanging out with you live from Flowery Branch. This hour brought to you by Zero Res Smart, Lasting Clean. Well, Raheem Morris will be on the field today for the Atlanta Falcons for his first training camp practice as the head coach of the Falcons. One guy who is not the head coach of the Falcons, Bill Belichick. He has been in the news for the last day or so because reportedly was offered a job out in San Francisco.
I'd do it out to him. I mean, he loves football so much that you never know what he would. I mean, I can't believe that he's not a head coach of a team right now. I know what I would do if I was an owner, so that shocks me. And the last thing you want to do is insult someone like Bill Belichick. But I know he just loves ball in the simplest form. So I threw it all out to him, like whatever he'd want to do.
DC?
Yeah. I was like, would you be interested? And he was very nice and appreciative, but he politely turned me down.
Yeah, DC? Do you want Bill Belichick?
No, that's not
DC?
How it went. It was like, they were probably talking, and you know, he's like, "Well, do you want to come here? I mean, I don't care what you want to do. Whatever you want to do, well, I'll throw it to you." I don't think he was specifically went down. Well, you could be the DC. No,
right.
You could be.
Here's
the
our openings.
Yeah, he's like, dude, if you want to coach, and you're okay with not being a head coach, I will find a place for you.
Yeah.
And Bill was like,
name your position, name your price, tell me what you want to do, how much you want to work. I will say this, and Maria, I'll get your thoughts on this. I think that it takes a lot of gusto from Kyle Shanahan, a lot of security about the kind of head coach you are to invite somebody like Bill Belichick to be under you. Because, you know, the minute something goes wrong, the rumblings start. Like, well, Bill can always take over. I mean, that's pretty powerful by Kyle Shanahan.
It is, but it's also very smart to bring someone like that onto your staff. You know, of course, you could say, obviously, if things are going wrong for Kyle, you look at Bill, and obviously that is a very fitting choice for the next head coach of that franchise. But I think it is incredibly smart by Kyle to notice that one of the best coaches, if not the best in the NFL of all time, is floating around out there without a job. Why not give him one with me? That would be great.
Yep. Yeah, and we're lucky that didn't happen, actually. The NFL, every other fan base is happy because look, Belichick, what he was there, he's not going to be in charge of the things that kind of went around. And they do have a quarterback, and they have some really good talent on defense, so that would have been crazy. And I'm talking with my hands again as Maria looks at me. Now I'm doing it over here on the
following.
Wall.
I'm going
to the invisible chalkboard.
Yes, I think I'm drawing up a play of how it would work. But the reality of the situation is Kyle Shanahan, the trajectory of, you kind of look at where Kyle Shanahan is now, and where he was when Dan Quinn said, "I'm taking you from Cleveland and bringing you to Atlanta as the OC," and the reaction to that. It's very similar to when, you know, Belichick, and he leaves Cleveland himself. He comes back with Parcells and everything. And then people are in New England like, wait, why are we stealing this guy from the Jets? He's not very good. And you saw that played out.
Yeah. It seemed to have worked out for everybody. And honestly, to your point about kind of we're lucky it all didn't happen, one of the best offensive minds in football with one of the best defensive minds of all time. You kind of got a mini idea of that when D'Amico Ryans was the DC out in San Francisco, and I can't imagine how powerful that would have been. You wouldn't talk about a couple of guys coming together and scheming you up. You don't want anything like that to go on. Also out in San Francisco, Trent Williams, who I got to imagine he's 37, at this point in his career, but still maybe the best left tackle in the game. One of the most athletic people I've ever seen in my life. He is holding out right now in San Francisco. If you do not know who Trent Williams is or don't follow offensive linemen, do yourself a favor and treat yourself and go to YouTube and watch Trent Williams highlights. He is an absolute bully. Brandon Ayuk is also out there, and we talked about him yesterday, a hold in. Trent Williams sounds like a hold out. And I guess when you're 37, what's the difference, right? You don't want to practice anyways. Hey, I ain't showing up. You guys pay me a little bit more money. Best left tackles in the game. I think Christian Darrisaw from Minnesota making $28 million per. I have to think that Trent could probably get somewhere in that ballpark if John Lynch is willing to go there.
Well, he's only 36, so don't age the man, all right? He just turned 36.
I think I spent one extra year in college. He's my. We came out the same year, but he, obviously I spent a little more time than him in college.
Yeah, I would tell you that six guys have jumped him since he got his contract. And, you know, as far as the best, he's the best paid, but he's the best overall. Yeah, he deserves more money, but it's a selfish move to me a little bit because what – You signed a $130 million contract. If you want to, you will have all of that. I know that they're only guaranteed so much money, but there are so many other guys on this team to keep this core together that you need to pay. Could you wait another year, or is this the moment you really need to do this? I get it, but I don't. Especially at your age of your career, go win that Super Bowl. Isn't that what's important?
I would think so. But I will say the last thing he's probably worried about is anybody else's contract. If I'm him, get your money, get your bag, get it when you can.
Especially when he's 36 years old. Exactly. I mean, at this point, he doesn't really care as much as you would think. I would assume, you know, he's a first-team All-Pro for the last 3 years. Mm. He's looking around him and thinking, these guys got more money than me. I can get a little bit more. And he's trying to send a message. And obviously, that's what he's doing by holding out.
Yeah, you're not wrong. It also reminds me of when Julio decided he wanted 3 more years. He had 3 years left on his contract, and he suddenly wasn't the most paid player, and he wanted more money. And you saw that worked out for the Falcons.
Yeah.
Not only you had a guy that was aged and no longer could play as much and as well, but it completely blew up your salary cap. That is when the Falcons cap really went to the crapper.
Well, he's been unhappy for a long time, and so we'll see how that all kind of works out. And look, maybe you got an Amari Cooper situation. Give that man a raise this year and then say, we'll talk about the future here in a little bit.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto